I'll go get some beer. I'm doing the beer run. Particular kind of beer, or
Angus, our favourite beer.
The Mexican beer.
The Mexican beer, man.
The Mexican beer.
What's it called?
Corona.
Hey, welcome to the WOAFM 99 radio show. A fantastic show today. It's the Certified Indie Songs of the Week. This is season 26, by the way, in case you're just tuning in for the first time. Today, we've got our Certified Indie Songs of the Week. But before I kick off and I introduce all the wonderful breakthrough artists that we have chosen for today's episode, I just want to let you know, on Sunday, coming Sunday, 17th of March, we've got a WOAFM 99 special coming out. And I'll be in conversation with the band Mac Daddy Review, WOA artists who hit number one in America and Canada, number two in the UK on the iTunes R&B charts, actually. But even though they're actually soul blues artists, you know, soul rock, that kind of stuff. But yeah, quite surprisingly, they actually made it to number one and number two on the R&B charts and stuff like that. So it's very cool. So do tune in on Sunday after 8 p.m. Available across all our podcast platforms like Spotify, Audible, Apple Podcasts. Just look for the WOA FM 99 radio show with Oliver Sean. Right, so without further ado, let me introduce to you today's Certified Indie Songs of the Week. We kick off with a fantastic country song. Okay, this is new country. It's this kind of stuff I really like listening to now. This is by an artist called Bob Werner, and he did tell me that this was a demo in Nashville. So it's got that sort of quality that they're tapping into the country labels and things like that. So it's mainstream sort of country right now. The song is called Before You. And I mean, if I'd heard this on my, country playlists on Spotify or Apple Music, I would have added it to one of my favorites. So it's a really good song. Very happy to kick the show off with Bob Werner's Before You, followed by an artist that has been on our Christmas compilation last year, or in December, just a couple of months ago. This is Gary McPherson, really good artist. Now, he's sort of between country and Americana, okay? So it's got that country feel, but at the same time, this song in particular is more Americana. It's got a bit of country, but it's not like traditional country, you know. A very good song. The song's called Like I Do Right Now. Another one of my new favorite, I'm a big country fan, even though I personally make blues rock and, you know, acoustic rock music. But country music is what puts me in that zone for songwriting. So I write my songs after I've, gotten into this total awesome chilled out zone listening to country songs. So yeah, that's one of my secrets. So after Gary McPherson is The Midnight River Crew. Now this band falls firmly in the Americana section, or rather you could call it pop rock, but I would call it Americana folk rock, that kind of stuff. This song in particular did sort of give me a feel of Blondie. I don't know why. The song is called Love's Flame Will Burn Forever, The Midnight River Crew. I like the name of this band. We have played them before, if I'm not mistaken, because I remember the name of the band. And again, check our archives. You can check out our wonderful interviews with various artists, established acts, new acts navigating the music industry. So if you're a musician or interested in the music business, it would be a really good idea to check out our In Conversation episodes, like the one that's coming up this Sunday with Mac Daddy Review. After the Midnight River Crew is Mac Daddy Review. So we've got Asa Mikowski from Mac Daddy Review, who's sent over a radio plug to talk to all our fans, to tell them about our Sunday show. So do listen to that. And then we're going to play their number one charting single, I'm Leaving. It's a really, really cool song. One of my new favorites of season 26, actually. Mac Daddy Review is a WOA artist. There's a lot we're doing with them together. They're really blowing up all over the place. I'm very proud of these guys. Fantastic band. Then I've got an artist called Joseph Pagano. It's been a while since we heard Joseph's new music. In the past, Joseph has been a featured artist, like one of the top three featured artists on our Independent Number Ones and Goa Chill Out Zone albums. He's a great act, and his new song is scheduled to be featured on our Independent Number Ones Volume 14 again, which is releasing on World Music Day in June. For the past 5 years or even longer, the Goa Chill Out Zone and the Independent Number Ones has consistently hit number one on iTunes, in the UK especially, and number one on the Amazon bestseller list in digital music. So we are very excited about the brand new ones coming out this year. Yes, Joseph's song is called Damned If I Do. And I must say, it's got that alternative rock feel. But this song in particular reminded me of Smashing Pumpkins. Joseph's music is very eclectic. He's got different styles. But I think this is kind of his forte. He's really good at this kind of music, you know. So give it a listen. Tell me what you think. By the way, all the artists are eligible or are in the running for a WOA Music Award. So the more the fans reply and write about them or share or write into the show, the bigger the chances of these artists to make it into the nomination list for the WOA Music Awards, which happens in January 2025. We'll be having a gala event, by the way, you know, artists and awards and all of that stuff. Right, so after Joseph Pagano's Smashing Pumpkins inspired song, Damned If I Do, we've got Lenka B. Lenka is scheduled to be on our Goa Chill Out Zone Volume 13 coming up in a month. Well, which will be up for pre-orders in a week. So we are featuring some of our Goa Chill Out Zone artists where you can hear them first on the WFM 99 show. You know, just to give you an idea of some of the wonderful songs that have been chosen for the Goa Chill Out Zone. So Lenka B with her song, The Words. It's got a bit of a Latin feel. I don't know, I thought of Gloria Estefan when I was listening to this song. It's not really Latin, but there's something about that beat. Very subtle sort of a Latin shuffle to it, you know, I don't know. Again, write in, tell us what you think. After Lenka B, we've got Like What. That's the name of the band, okay, Like What. This artist's song is called Dark Is the Night. Now, we're getting into the offbeat territory now, okay? Now, this totally is an 80s synth pop feel. Like, you know, early Bowie and early Madness, you know, that kind of song from the British, sort of British 80s pop scene. And it's amazing to see artists still making music like this, so... Like What is the artist's name, band name, and the song's called Dark Is the Night. And then we end the show with another offbeat track by a band called Lose, L-O-O-S-E, okay, Lose, like losing the screw, Lose. And the song is called Return of the Christ. Now, again, this is offbeat. It's not a Christian rock song, okay? Even though it's Return of the Christ, it's not that kind of slick sort of Christian rock production in America right now. This is more, it's got an offbeat 80s feel to it, like the British pop rock stuff from the 80s, you know. But again, it's got that Christian feel to it as well. And, as usual, we end on the offbeat stuff because I think we're one of the few shows that actually give you an eclectic mix of songs. So you've got fans of pop, rock, country, blues, and of course, you know, independent artists still making 80s synth pop stuff, you know. And this is probably one of the few shows where you can hear such a broad range of genres. And I hope you enjoy the show today, and don't forget to tune in on Sunday for a WOAFM 99 special with Mac Daddy Review. This is Oliver Sean signing out. Have a great day.
Speeding, doing 95 without a steering wheel. Found some crackers on the dash, and I called that a meal. All week, going nowhere just to get to Friday night. To drink and dance in the neon lights. I was all about me and getting what's mine before you. for you. Thought I knew it all, but I did not have a clue. Didn't know that I didn't know till you showed me what a life of love can do. Now no one comes before you. Strolling, you and me beneath the starry moonlit sky. Jasmine in the air, forever in our eyes. All day, no matter where I go, I'm on my way back home to give you every kiss you need. Now I'm living a dream I could never see. Before you, before you. Thought I knew it all, but I did not have a clue. Didn't know that I didn't know till you showed me what a life of love can be. Comes before you. Oh yeah, thank you baby, thank you baby. You saved me from the fool I used to be. Before you, before you. Thought I knew all, but I did not have a clue. Didn't know that I didn't know till you showed me what a life of love can do. Now no one comes before you, before you.
Thank you. love's transmission across the airwaves won't always be so strong. The love's flame will burn forever, melting hearts frozen by remorse. Love's cure is the hidden treasure, discovered it will ease the loss. My flame won't burn forever without you. From the moment I met you, appearing in every room, your impression left its mark on me. But I don't want to assume that love's flame will burn forever, melting hearts frozen by remorse. Love's cure is the hidden treasure, discovered it will ease the loss. My flame won't without you.
Hi, this is Asa Makowski for Mac Daddy Review. We are going to be in conversation with the man, Oliver Sean, right here next weekend. Subscribe to our favorite WOAFM 99 radio show via any podcast platform and join us for a live chat and exclusive premiere of our new single, I Wanna Believe.
Try to work it out. something you just can't give. And I've done something you can't forgive. Let's sing it over one more time. Cutting the tendon. Keep it together.
set you free.
Thank you.
faith is still. Love is on the rise. Vision is always bright in the eyes of the heart. The Savior will return to us in